Next up, we have I've only recently learned how to say this person's name due to this podcast. In my head, I don't know why I've been saying it this way, but I've been reading it as Cybase. Obviously, it's Seabass. I felt so stupid. Just you know. Anyway, next up we have Seabass. See, I can't even freaking say it.
Take your time.
Next up we have you can put that in. You can leave that in.
Oh yeah, this is gold. This is staying.
Seabass with Not Good Enough.
I can't sing the notes that well, but if I tune them one by one, I can make an epic run with no soul. Not deep, just on the surface. You don't deserve this shallow fight. What does anyone? Well, I'm not good.
And what is actually not good enough is I seem to have forgotten to write notes for this song, but I do have some things in my head that I want to talk about. Like, I love the general sound of this song, and I think maybe I've seen somewhere that people are not really sure if it meets the challenge or not, but I think it felt pretty clear that it met the challenge to me. But what I don't like about it is I get really sick of guys whinging that they don't know how to make music properly or that their music's good or not good or whatever, and I understand that that's the conceit of this song, so I'm giving it a bit of a pass, but I don't like people saying that they are trying to get a way out of something by saying that, oh, people won't think my music's good enough, but I'm going to make music anyway. I don't know if that's clear in the way that I'm saying it, because I didn't write my notes out properly. But...
Well, you must have written your notes on my notepad, because I have some of those notes too. Like,
do I expand on that, or should
well,
I?
Well, yeah, so like, first of all, this song is super meta, and I know we're supposed to like meta, but it's a song about making a song, and it's commentary on its own performance, and I'm not really a fan of this approach, because if you're not careful, it can come off as navel-gazy, and I kind of fear that's where we're headed. So the first verse talks about the piano and how they'll get close, but it won't shine. And I would argue that it's not close. The piano I find pretty annoying in how it's being played and programmed, and it doesn't get better as the song progresses, and I judge that as not good enough.
I did feel quite seen in the bit where they talk about just recording individual notes and putting them all together, because my first couple of song fight songs, I did that on some instruments.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And in general, I just didn't want to play the game of evaluating Seabass's claims about the song versus the merits of the song, because it's just somewhat tedious. And, you know, could they have made me feel with more or less words, as the lyrics suggest? Perhaps, but what I'm mostly feeling is just irritation. And another feeling, I guess, would be welcome, regardless of how many words that took. And this is weird, but I found myself looping a little bit on the narrator's intentions. They clearly think it's good enough because they submitted it, but at the same time, they're pointing out all the ways in which it's not good enough and expecting me to disagree. But the problem is that I'm not sure I do disagree. In fact, I find some of their arguments compelling, which they must expect because they made them so convincingly. It's just, this is an interesting gambit and ultimately one that didn't really pay off for me.
I thought the lead singing is excellent, and I thought this was a very enjoyable song, but a lot of those backing vocals are way off tune, and we know that is completely unnecessary, because I know that they are not completely averse to tuning their vocal tracks. In fact, the song pokes fun at it while doing it in the second
maybe
verse.
Maybe it was a deliberate thing that didn't quite hit in the right way.
The backing vocals?
Yeah, like how somebody does something bad to illustrate the lyrics.
But I think it goes throughout most of the song. Yeah.
Self-destructive. Like, if they were trying to make that piano bad on purpose, also self-destructive.
Yeah, but and if you're going to do that, though, just, you know, do it as an example and feature it. And that's never done. So it's like, it's just in the background, and it sounds terrible, and it sounds terrible throughout the song. So here I said some of those backing vocals, and here I am just saying that just
arching. You're painting all of them with the same brush, Ryan.
Exactly. Anyhow, so like, if they're if they're poking fun at the idea of tuning the vocals, then they should get over that, because those backing vocals need tuning, or they need better takes, because they are mistakes. I'm getting away from my main feelings about this song, which is, again, that it's an excellent lead singing and a very enjoyable song. And that counts for a lot in my book. So this might be ranked pretty well for me.
After all that.
After all of that. The only thing that I really, really complained about was the backing vocals, because I put care into my backing vocals. I put a lot of care and effort and a lot of auto-tuning on my backing vocals.
Your artisanal backing vocals.
That's right. That's right. I flex those just so they sound like I can sing.